Well, now a pasture to me is something that is fenced in. Now we had the cattle in the pasture in the wintertime. But then they use the open range, is what it was called, open range in the summertime. And of course we rode.
Now, if you had an area of land that was planted with something, what would you call that? A planted area?
An alfalfa field. That was the only kind
field.
of planted field that we had.
Would there be any other term, a field that you would use? Any other term besides field? Okay. And where was a place that you would keep this hay or the harvested alfalfa?
Oh, at the ranch, we had hay pens.
Did you have
And
a
we
big
had,
building?
well, we that was the barn loft. We had the barn loft filled with hay and with stanchions, on one side for the cows and horse stalls on the other side. And of course, there was a hole there and a hole over here, and you could push the hay down without ever having to get up and down,
No,
to
that was
feed
the big barn. Were there
them.
other
Yes.
types of barns?
Oh, yeah. Well, not barn, sheds. There was a sheep shed and a calving shed and the hog house.
Was there a place where you kept corn for feed?
No, we never used any corn for feed, just native hay. And
What would it be called though if there was an area where they
a
stored?
silo, I suppose. A silo.
What about a what you would put a baby in? A baby
A carriage?
or just to rock in it?
Oh. Oh, a crib? Oh, corn crib. Oh, that was for the corn that wasn't shelled.
I
The,
see.
yeah, corn crib.
Did
But we
they have
didn't,
one? Did they have
no,
one of those?
we didn't have any. See, way back in those days, Michael, there were very few farmers.
Not enough water to farm,
Well,
or?
no, people weren't here. The people weren't around. And most of the land belonged to these great big companies. There was a Swan Land Cattle Company, and then there was a Taylor Land, and
And they weren't very happy to see other people
oh
move
no,
in.
they tried to keep, well, heavens, they even hired homesteaders to come in and take up the land that was open for homesteading and let them
And
build a
buy it.
cabin and then buy it out from them.
Pretty wild. Have you ever heard the term go devil? Do you know what a go devil is? Ever heard of that?
Well, I think a go devil is a little old three-wheel cart, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
I don't know what a go devil is. I think I'd call some kind of a bug a go devil.
Okay. What is the thing you put on a horse's
Bridle.
mouth or to give him food?
Oh. I know what you're talking about. I can't call it right now.
Feed bag, or was there
Yeah,
any other name for
I think
that?
that's all. It was a feed bag,
Okay. Maybe I've got a picture here. Maybe you could point out some of those things that are off the. There you go.
Let me see. Here it is. Okay.
Maybe
Now, I don't know.
explain what a couple of those things are. Explain them, and then tell me what name you would call them if you recognize them.
All right, here's the saddle cinch right here.
And that's the front bottom part. Goes underneath the horse.
Well, it's a whole thing. It's a see, here's the cinch, and then this is the straps that holds the cinch.
The
So
whole
it's known
thing.
as a saddle cinch.
Okay, was there any other name for a cinch?
Not that I know of.
Have you ever heard of belly band or anything like that?
Well, now a belly band.
Is that different?
Yes, I would think that a belly band is what they put on bucking horses to make them buck.
Oh, I see.
You know, that's strapped around in front of their wethers.
So it makes them a little less
Yeah,
than happy.
And this is saddle horn.
Okay.
And let me think.
What about this part right here, the base of the.
The base of the saddle? Well, I don't know what that's
Or
called.
in the back here where it goes up?
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing is a saddle, the
Okay.
horn, and all of that is a saddle.
What about this part that goes down on the side of the horse?
Well, no, I don't know what that. I couldn't tell you what that is because that's something newer,
I
you
see.
know.
And what about what you put your feet in?
Oh, those are the stirrups.